Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tell you, I have marveled at Ted Cruz and how he's been hardcore, telling it like it is when faced with real tyranny. And I've been pointing out that Ted Cruz will become the leader of the Republican Party if the neocons aren't able to block him, if he continues with a hardcore rhetoric, which is based on what's actually happening. When you're faced with total tyranny and just absolute power grabbing, you have to counter it with what it is. Not be like, well, that sounds a little extreme to say Obama's trying to become a dictator or stage Benghazi to ship weapons to Al-Qaeda or stage Fast and Furious or sold out the country to China. But now, this is coming up in the next segment, Rand Paul has demanded Democrats return money raised by, quote, sexual predator Bill Clinton. That's how you take these criminals down, is you get hardcore. And we have a video of Rand Paul saying that. I love it. We're going to have an arms race now of who can turn the rhetoric up. And notice the social engineers and the gatekeepers and the people that try to tell you how to think and what to do at MSNBC and CNN are always, it's discrediting to turn the rhetoric up. It's discrediting to be mean. It's discrediting to, you know, use all these volatile terms while they use, you're a Klan member if you own a gun. If you don't like Obamacare, it's because you hate black people. I mean, that's over-the-top, hardcore rhetoric based in lies. But Bill Clinton settled cases. If you followed this back in 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, like I did, on radio every day, where he would literally just rape women on a routine basis, break their jaws, beat the living daylights out of them, and he would settle the lawsuits. I'm not going to get into what he did to the women, but it included biting bloody chunks out of them. I mean, we're talking hardcore Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer type behavior, okay? And then if people spoke out about it, he'd have their arms broken. I'm telling you, though, I hope they don't blow up Rand Paul's airplane and, you know, when he's flying or something, because here's the issue. If we get everybody talking like this, they can't kill us all. That's why I love to get other talk show hosts on. I love to. I don't want to walk point in this thing. It's not because I don't even want to die. I want to win. We win by getting everybody telling the truth, everybody going public. The story is up on DrudgeReport.com, the place that broke the original Monica Lewinsky story that opened up all the sexual garbage. By the way, the word is, and I'm going to talk about this later, I've never met Jay Leno, but I know a lot of folks that know Jay Leno have been on his show. And they've told me Jay Leno brings up, you know, hey, Alex Jones, you like him? I like his show. And then about a year ago, we got contacted by the Jay Leno people, one of their main producers. They said, well, Jay wants to get you on. He listens to the show every day. And we listen all the time and get a lot of material from the show. And I said, really? And they said, oh, you'd be surprised. And then later they said, no, it's too political. They won't let him. Well, that's the article out today, Infowars.com. Was Jay Leno canned by NBC for criticizing Obama? And he would make jokes that were just, I mean, completely obvious that, you know, that, hey, there really is a big bro in Washington, and he really does listen through the NSA to you. And jokes like that. And, hey, you know, he said you could keep your doctor, but now you can't keep it, but he never said you couldn't keep it, even though he said you could keep it. I mean, that's good comic material. And Jon Stewart's done it some, but his brother's the head of the New York Stock Exchange, and he's really kind of a made man. And everybody's turned against Obama, so he does a little bit of it, but he kind of makes it a joke. Jay Leno, here's the deal in Hollywood. If you're libertarian or conservative, you're gone. And they don't let you do it. See, Stewart's a liberal, so he's then allowed to attack Obama just because Obama's so unpopular. They're deserting the sinking ship. But Jay Leno is a libertarian, is a listener of the show. And I'm not saying that's the reason he's fired, but that just gives you an example of why they don't like him. Jay Leno's a really good guy from folks I know that know him. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a fire starter. You're a fire starter. Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here. And then you've got, of course, the Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as well. The news websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. There is so much news going on. We've got former Congressman Bob Barr back on because I wanted to pick his brain about all the new scandals coming out and his move that got demonized in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and on CNN and on MSNBC on this broadcast 2 weeks ago, saying he will move to impeach Obama if he's reelected to the Congress from the district outside Atlanta, just, I guess, northwest of Atlanta, going into Atlanta. And he is about 30 points ahead of all his competition right now in an uncontested race with the Democrats. So barring them killing him or setting him up, he's going to get back in. And people go, well, hey, Bob Barr was in Congress for a long time. What's the big deal? His time has now come. I can look at Rand Paul, I can look at Ted Cruz and their leadership, that's absolutely delightful, and buoying and heartening. And then I look at somebody like Bob Barr, it's just going to be incredible. It's going to be absolutely incredible. And I see this as more major players in the fight for true libertarian constitutional ideas. We can beat the globalists. They're not invincible, folks. We have to first understand we have the moral high ground. We have the history. We have the Americana. We have the way out of all the problems. The only problem is it will create so much prosperity that America will become so rich again that we'll become decadent slobs and become enslaved again. But we're kind of in that flux point right now. 4% of the world's population, half the world's wealth until the 1990s, and then they've drained about half that off now. We had the biggest middle class. In fact, the U.S. middle class, by some metrics, you can look this up, was bigger than all other middle classes combined. Now, until about the 1950s, Argentina had the biggest per capita middle class in the world. And there was a saying called, he's as rich as an Argentine. They got a corrupt kleptocratic government, devalued the currency, set up combines, monopolies. Argentina is a literal hell pit. I've talked to friends and family that have been there recently. Countryside, it's a beautiful country. Major cities, hell pit. And you can see this online, the photos and videos, good-looking families. These are not drunks or mentally ill people living in doorways all over the place. People that were formerly doctors, lawyers, you name it. They have taken a country just like America was and literally run it into the ground. Argentina had more money in 1900 per capita than the United States did in the 50s. And they have wrecked it. Absolutely, completely wrecked it. And that's a big bummer. There's not many places to go. I wish there were a bunch of free, rich countries. I love America, but man, if it falls, I want somewhere to go. And there isn't, except for Switzerland. And a few northern European countries, maybe Iceland. And it really bums me out to see this happening, to say the least, obviously. And so the gatekeepers, they want to sit there while they kleptocratically divide and conquer and subdivide and strip mine like a corporate takeover and sell off of our country. That's what's happened in Greece. That's what's happening here now. They're announcing in The Economist, it's literally published by the Rothschilds, controlled press, that, oh, we're going to sell off all the infrastructure, all the public land, but not sell it off. They're going to give it to the big banks going, oh, because, see, they sign us onto their debt and then turn it around and go, oh, we're in debt, but the big banks are going to emergency reorganize things, and now we're going to hand over all our infrastructure. I'm all for taking public lands, not so much the national parks. Keep those pristine. Need a mix of things. But the 80% of the West, roughly, that's federal land, and opening it up to be literally given to people. How about you give veterans 1,000 acres? They've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of acres. How about you give veterans 1,000 acres tax-free for life? How about you give have a lottery program for people that have done good deeds that get nominated in every town and city to get state and federal land? Literally, folks, in most states, 60, 70, 80, 90% of the land is state or federal and a mix of those. Some states are 96% state or federal. So you want to have privatization? Go west, young man. Haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women, and gold. That's what made this country great. That's why my ancestors came into Texas on both sides in 1829. Actually, one of them before that, William Ayers, David Ayers, and others. And when they came into Texas and the Joneses and the Johnsons and the Browns came into Texas, all the same areas Texas where Texas was started, they came here and became Mexican citizens to get land at 3 cents an acre. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. That's where the wealth is. But under Agenda 21, they want to force us all into these compact cities. And when you realize that Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and Rahm Emanuel, I mean, think about each one of those people. These are actual gutter-level thugs. I mean, Bill Clinton is an actual total cokehead, nose like a vacuum cleaner. Now, Roger Clinton said, guy who settled with a bunch of women where he'd have them at a dinner and say, step in the cloakroom with me for a second. He'd get a woman in, punch her in the face, bloody her nose, and then bite her lip with blood dripping. That's a high-tech rapist technique, by the way. Only real psychopaths know that. Hate to even talk about it and give people ideas. And you bite while you talk to them. You say, you take your panties off right now. I'm going to bite your lip off. You understand? I hate to talk like that, but that's what came out in court that Bill Clinton would do. Start strangling a woman, bite their face, and then Gloria Steinem and all of them, when this came out in the 1997, 98, right during the impeachment, they all came to his aid because they're there to ruin women. Hillary's humiliation, how she swept Bill Clinton's affair under the carpet. And they all made it about the affair of Monica Lewinsky and Paula Jones and all the rest of this. I mean, I've interviewed the people who've been tortured and beaten up by Bill Clinton's folks. And so I told Don Salazar to go dig up some of those names and people and who it happened to and put it in the article. There's a story up on Drudge that's from the Washington Times. Rand Paul demands Dems return money raised by sexual predator Bill Clinton. We're going to play the video in a moment. But that's it. Why always be on the defense while they arrest Dinesh D'Souza and while they arrest governors for no reason? He's a rising star against Hillary. And I don't like Chris Christie, but they're like obsessing over some bridge deal and all the rest of it while Democrats do stuff literally 1,000 times worse. And again, I'm a big critic of Republicans when they're in office as well, and of Boehner and all of them. My thing is the Democrats really are the gutter scum of the earth. I don't mean the well-meaning camp followers. And they really are gangsters. And Gloria Steinem and all these fake feminists do not have the moral high ground. They are not consistent about women's rights. They are not consistent about anybody's rights. Somebody like Camille Paglia is consistent. These people are not feminists, okay? They don't want women owning guns. They don't want women empowered. I have two daughters. I want them to be the most informed, educated, healthy, smart, dynamic, armed, beautiful, vicious, 21st century caveman women. Because I'm a caveman too, folks. I'm natural. I've got my instincts. I want to be like that. And I want my son to be powerful and strong because I want to be free. And so the media is trying to act like it's outrageous, but the media is out of bullets, folks. They're out of political bullets. That's what I told Politico years ago when Rand Paul got elected. I said, listen, don't you get it? You need to endorse Rand Paul to destroy Rand Paul. Even if you don't like him, your endorsement will destroy him because the people run like the plague from the New York Times. And so they fence it out into Politico and then people run from that. They're running from you. We're sick of you. We know you're a bunch of con artists, globalist crooks and thugs and a gang using social engineering to sabotage society so you can rule the pile of crud. And the answer is Bob Barr saying if he gets back in, he's going to impeach Obama. He's the guy that introduced the articles of impeachment with Shippers and the rest of them. The answer is have Ted Cruz go with the jugular. The answer is have Rand Paul go with the jugular. The answer is have Alex Jones go with the jugular. And Matt Drudge go with the jugular. And Joseph Farah go with the jugular. And Glenn Beck go with the jugular. Listen, we're not going to beat these people playing games and quarter measures. We've got to all in, move the Overton window back to reality. They've got it all extreme where if you criticize five-year-olds being taught how to be transvestites or transgender, you're a homophobe. Or if you don't want five-year-olds being taught how to have anal sex, you're a homophobe. Or if you don't want to give illegal aliens free everything when no other country does that and we're going bankrupt, you hate Mexicans. It's all them with fake moral high ground. We have all the ammo, Benghazi and NSA and IRS and just all the lying and the cheating and Obamacare and the fraud and all of it to totally destroy these people, overthrow the Republican establishment, have the libertarians take over and literally save the country. Or if they keep taking over and we lose this round, they'll all just get the blame, the globalists. And so we'll just win in the next round because resistance is victory. Never giving up is victory. We're just as good as the scum that runs the New World Order. We're better. We just don't cheat like them. We've got the power. We've got the mouths like alligators. It's time to get aggressive and eat these people alive. It's time to gut up and stomp. It's time to get aggressive. It's time to get back in their face.
My husband's the gun guy. I've just never felt comfortable with them. But these days, I know I need protection. And I found it at theultimateknife.com. It fits my hand like a glove. Plus, it's small enough to easily conceal. And the peace of mind it gives me is unbeatable.
The fastest one-handed deployable defense knife is waiting for you at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Only at theultimateknife.com.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
If you ever wanted to get off the grid and start generating your own supply of electricity, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with a time-sensitive solar generator offer from Solutions from Science. Remember, solar generators provide life-saving electrical power, and unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce free electricity from the sun. Here's the good news. Our Power Hub solar generator on sale now is one of our most powerful solar generators, and due to an overwhelming demand from our customers, we've recently restocked this remarkable solar workhorse. The Power Hub is easy to use. Just point, plug, and power up. Even better, with dramatic price reductions on the Power Hub, with bonuses worth thousands of dollars, there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electricity. Go to SolarGeneratorFreedom.com to learn more. That's SolarGeneratorFreedom.com. Get off the grid. Go to SolarGeneratorFreedom.com. That's SolarGeneratorFreedom.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Look at how the Democrats are literally beyond Joseph McCarthy. We're 1,500 Hollywood people, the New York Times reported 3 weeks ago, are in a secret society of libertarians and conservatives, and now the IRS is trying to find out a list of names to persecute them. I knew about the secret society 5 years ago. They call it a secret society. All it is conservatives meeting in secret, talking about ways to try to put libertarian ideas, or really libertarians, into films, movies. I went and saw Nut Job with my children a few weeks ago, and I guarantee you that's a libertarian made that. It's all about Agenda 21, all about the government controlling the food, all about food stamps. Really a good movie for your children to see, I think. And the fact is, if I was a liberal, communist, socialist, well-meaning person, not one of the social engineer types, I would be freaked out if libertarians and conservatives were being persecuted. When Bush did a little bit of persecution, I came out against him real hard. And I called for Bush's impeachment over the NSA spying. And things like that. It's just that now, who can deny that under Obama, it is just off the charts? And they want to have the moral high ground where they can run scam energy deals in Benghazi and persecute people with the NSA and the IRS. And now they're back with the IRS persecuting people and have this reign of terror. And be arresting filmmakers and persecuting people. This is real. This is real. They want to keep media on a short leash. And we have the article up on InfoWars.com where Jay Leno, Paul Watson asked the question, was Jay Leno canned by NBC for criticizing Obama? And I should call Watson, and I'll go ahead and talk about this. I mean, we have the emails and the calls, and I can prove it if people want me to. But we were contacted by Jay Leno's people repeatedly a couple years ago and then late last year. And he was going to try to sneak me on there, try to get me on the schedule. He talked about me many times on the air over the years. Jay Leno was the first national person. I've been on a few national shows, but in 1999, he talked about some of the stuff I was doing. It was very obscure, very weird. No one knew why I did it. No one knew who I was. Jay Leno obviously did it. Now I've learned the last few years that Jay Leno, again, we'll come back and visit people in the powder room, the areas they have in and that's not the green rooms, the dressing rooms. Now they walk around and say hi to the guests in the guessing room, in the dressing rooms, and he's brought me up to quite a few people. And again, it's not like the show's even that big a deal anymore in media. It's just that the ratings were actually going up compared to other shows, and the word is they canned him because, again, he was not a total communist. He was not a total authoritarian. He was a free market guy. And they got rid of it. And this is what they do. Just like James Woods said, he's been told since he criticized Obama, he'll never work again. This is a guy that made $15, $20, $30 million a year. This is a big deal. So when Rand Paul comes out and says Obama's a sexual predator, excuse me, Freudian slip, Clinton's a sexual predator, that's the type of rhetoric we need because it's true and it gives us the offensive, instead of just laying there and taking it from these crooks that sit there and lecture us. What about how Bill Clinton keeps half the money on record from the charities for his private jet fleet and his houses for kids in Haiti? He's a scumbag. Call him out. Here's Rand Paul talking about it on C-SPAN.
Senator, let me follow up on two final points. First of all, you made some headlines when you referred to former President Bill Clinton as, quote, a sexual predator. And one of your colleagues, Senator Claire McCaskill, said that your comments were, in her words, infuriating. Your reaction?
Well, Senator McCaskill needs to remember what she had to say about Bill Clinton, that she wouldn't want her daughter in the same room with him. So they can't have it both ways. The Democrats can't say, oh, we're the great defenders of women's rights in the workplace, and we will defend you against some kind of abusive boss that uses their position of authority to take advantage of a young woman, when the leader of their party, the leading fundraiser in the country is Bill Clinton, who was a perpetrator of that kind of sexual harassment. You know, so they can't have it both ways. And so I really think that anybody who wants to take money from Bill Clinton or have a fundraiser has a lot of explaining to do. In fact, I think they should give the money back. If they want to take a position on women's rights, by all means do. But you can't do it and take it from a guy who is using his position of authority to take advantage of young women in the workplace. I mean, for goodness sake, he paid an $800,000 fine for sexual harassment. So he admitted to it in one court case and really, I think, has been convicted in the public place for the other sexual harassment.
And because his crimes are so outrageous, no one will even talk about what came out in the news, settling cases for raping women, biting them, beating them up, choking them. I mean, we're going to repost all those old articles from the 90s.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday, 7th day of February, 2014. I'm going to be the big 40 next Tuesday. Wow, 40 years old, 40 years young. For a lot of people, that is super young to even get into media by the time you're 40. I've been doing this since I was 21 years old. So I'm kind of long in the tooth when it comes to media careers, coming up from the very, very grassroots bottom, the true American success story, promoting ideas of liberty, reporting muckraking news stories that they call conspiracy theories that are now, unfortunately, all mainstream news. Simply amazing. Getting back, though, to Rand Paul and Bob Barr, who's going to really be in dynamite watch once he gets into Congress. And, of course, I'm going to be encouraging him to be vicious because in the face of viciousness, you've got to be vicious back. And the fake moral high ground of Bill Clinton and Obama and Michelle and just all of them, I'm sick of it. oh, they're the liberals, so they're allowed to keep half the money from the Haitian fund so Bill Clinton can have a fleet of $40 million jets paid for. It's not a fleet. He has like three of them, I was reading. A group they lease of three jets, so he has whole entourages on wide-body jets that are like $100,000 per leg, basically. The most expensive stuff you can have. I mean, other than Google having brand new, you know, 777s or whatever. I mean, this is out of control. I guess Google just bought a Dreamliner, too. I guess that's the newest thing out there. You know, that's fine, whatever. It didn't come from Haitian kids. And it's just knowing these crooks, knowing what a crook Rahm Emanuel is, literally, and up there with the moral high ground. I'm tired of it. Bought and paid for by the Wall Street sharks who are literally running this country and this world into the ground. Now, we got breaking news with David Knight on these sniper attacks on Transformers that I believe have all the earmarks of a false flag terror attack to pass cybersecurity. And we've said over and over again, they're going to stage these events and then hype them to pass the Internet takeover. They've already got the Internet takeover in place. They just want to make it legal now. So David Knight's got the big scoop on this underreported story. Because sometimes they have false flags that are just used in Congress, but they keep quiet and go, we don't want to panic the public. But I'd give it about a 90% chance the Obama administration staged these sniper attacks or a branch of the Pentagon, NORTHCOM, to get cybersecurity in. It might, 10% chance it could be a corporation doing it just because of the tens of billions these big companies will get in the cybersecurity takeover and the power they get on getting that data. Being able to predict the future in controlled economies. So I'd give it 100% chance it's an inside job. 90% chance that it's the government itself, because even corporations can be doubled back on and double-crossed, triple-crossed, and don't like to do stuff like this. They like to help do false flags lovingly, of course, but they don't like getting their little paws dirty sometimes. So that's coming up. Months later, sniper attack at Power Hub, still a mystery. New York Times, and yesterday they were in Congress bringing it up. Why, we've got to pass CISPA, you know, and we've got to pass cybersecurity takeover, because in 19 minutes, a team of snipers destroyed 17 Transformers at a power station in California. And it was precision where they were shooting them. And then they disappeared 1 minute before the police arrived. We'll delve into this mystery with David Knight coming up here in just a few minutes. Some of the other top stories that are so incredibly important are up on Infowars.com. Man who fled communism blast Oregon lawmakers for gun control attempt. Very powerful article by Mikhail Thalen. Another article was Jay Leno canned by NBC for criticizing Obama. I don't know. Do fish swim in the ocean? Do bears live in the woods? You know my stupid sayings. DARPA boffin. Future government surveillance will be like Apple Siri. Very important article about Steve Watson. I'm going to tie that into Bitcoin in a minute. Scientists confirm Fukushima radiation in California kelp. That's why the kelp we sell, the Modafinil, is from the southern hemisphere, from New Zealand. Also, we have this Ambassador Nuland audio reveals State Department role in undermining Ukraine. They want total chaos and the breakdown of Ukraine from Russia and the EU so the big banks can come in and loot it. See, there's not even a national sovereignty issue now of where you do divide and conquer and order out of chaos, so you're number one. That's bad enough. Now it's purely so financial interest can liquidate and dissolve like a mosquito through its proboscis, injects saliva. That's why it itches so bad. That then dissolves the platelets so it can suck up a larger quota of nourishing blood and other juices. And that's what they do. They go in and dissolve a society, then pose as a savior, and exsanguinate, I believe is the proper term, for the proboscis, then slurping it back up, continuing. Think about Bill Clinton's proboscis. Let's continue here. Big ugly nose on him. Yeah, that's usually stuck in the cocaine bucket.
But that's because he's liberal. It's a good deal, Larry. Oh, do not have sex with that woman. That's just so ridiculous.
Continuing, Kentucky police, I never got to this, set up eating while driving checkpoints. That is an incredible article, and we have a video on that. We'll be getting to that in the next hour. And I want to get Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on today or Sunday. He's got a good article about Washington destabilizes Ukraine, and that's now proven out in the open. And also coming up in the next hour, I will cover this in detail, Pew study, Christians are the world's most oppressed religious group, one of the most prestigious polling and research groups, Pew Research, finds Christians are the most persecuted. They are the most persecuted by a giant long shot. And then after that is Muslims, Jews, others. Folk religions, Hindus, Buddhist. So there you go, folks. Christians are being slaughtered, and the globalists are funding that and supporting that worldwide. So that's some of the news that's coming up. By the way, Watson did a video yesterday that went viral titled The Truth About Russia and Putin's Anti-Gay Stance. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a tolerant person. And you know, everybody knows who's been listening to me for 18 years that the whole sex thing is just not my bag. I'm not here on a high horse lecturing people all day. I really am not obsessed with what you do in your bedroom. I just want to really be honest with everybody out there. But I've been forced to cover it because I'm sick of it. I cannot watch any TV show, any movie, anything without sexualization propaganda. I don't care if it's heterosexual or homosexual. It's mainly homosexual targeting my children, and I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of not being able to watch a sporting event or the Olympics or a sitcom, anything I watch. I got to watch Turner Classic Movies with my children when I let them watch TV once or twice a week, or I got to find old cartoons or whatever, because it is just unbelievable. And that's all they're saying is stay away from kids. Don't push it on people. And the media is just freaking out about it. I actually look forward to being able to watch the Olympics with my children, except when NBC has all of the propaganda during their breaks. But if you're Johnny on the spot with a remote, you know, it won't show the guys or girls kissing every time you go to break. And I mean, it's just stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I mean, stop trying to beat everybody over the head with it. And again, I mean, here's an example. Let's say I loved a steakhouse. Or let's say I loved a particular store. But if they stood outside my house beating on pots and pans, see, it's not like I love it. I just don't. It's not my issue. I don't hate anybody. I'm neutral. I'm tolerant. But if you stand outside my house just going, gay, 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 like the monkey beating the cymbals together, I mean, it gets really, really old the way it's being pushed, and it needs to stop. And it's a cultural wedge because all our other basic liberties are being removed. And so they want to create these faux liberties. Like I saw in the news yesterday, yes, more schools in the first grade, you've got to let the little boys go in the girls' bathroom. And little five-year-olds are not thinking about dressing like boys or girls. Either way, it's how your parents dress you. They are literally trying to sexualize our children. And if they can get away with that, the sky's the limit. I mean, I've had enough of this. And I'm not even defending Putin. I mean, the city they picked for it is the lowest quality place where they can suck the most money out of it for the Russian mob. I mean, Russia's got its own sick issues, but it's amazing. Speaking of Bitcoin, we're going to go to our big story this hour. Bitcoin plunges as major exchange Mt. Gox halts all withdrawals. And that's all I've ever said about Bitcoin is the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And it's just, I've had a bad feeling. And I'm not saying you were dumb to be part of it. I'm not against the currency. I'm all for cryptocurrencies and independent currencies. It's just that the government's going to use Bitcoin's fall, I believe, down the road. Maybe I'm wrong. They're going to use its fall to discredit all cryptocurrencies and basically try to arrest a bunch of people involved. That's why I go with my gut now. My gut was always right my whole life, but I was always stupid and didn't follow it. Now I am servile to my gut, servile to it. And I just, it does not steer me wrong. It's my conscience, my discernment, God-given gift. And you've got it too, folks, if you learn how to use it. And maybe it'll end up not being bad, but my gut tells me, don't walk, run away from Bitcoin. Everybody's going to get mad at me because it's a big liberty thing everybody's been sucked into. Look, aren't you glad I'm there to give them the other side about it? If you made some money in it, great. But don't you feel sorry for those that are going to get caught holding the bag. And hey, if you want to be a stockbroker, do it. Go get into bubbles. I just don't do that. I know how to make incredible amounts of money in the stock market following trends. I don't do it because in the final equation, it's predatory. I'm not saying the idea of stocks were bad. People used to buy stocks and ships because you could lose the ships easily. So if you hedge your bets, you could end up making money, and that helped create Western trade and colonize the planet. I'm just saying what it is today is a very, very serious situation. Now, David Knight, investigative journalist, InfoWars Nightly News, co-host with Zachary Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, and, of course, the great Darren McBreen, who did that intro you saw when we just came into the segment. He was telling me last night about this. I remember when it happened last year and then the hype and we need to pass cybersecurity. It's really an internet takeover because of it. The transformers getting shot up and the professional job and disappearing, you know, 1 minute before the police got there and little piles of rocks to know where to do the shooting. Probably third-party Merc team hired to do it, told they'd be given immunity, probably part of a drill. They do drills that actually blow stuff up, folks. And then you just tell the public that it was real. And they have drills that blow up buses, light things on fire, you name it. That's how they work these things. And then they get the cybersecurity takeover, $100 billion a year to private interest. David Knight's here to talk about it. In 19 minutes, a team of snipers destroyed 17 transformers at a power station. And the reason this is back in the news is they're trying to use this clear false flag, and David believes a precursor to another real larger power event, as a pretext to bring in a form of martial law. They won't call it that. They'll call it emergency stabilization. David Knight, give us your breakdown of the story you've been following for several months.
Well, this just came out yesterday from a former FERC chairman, went public with this. When this first happened, the utility company said it was just vandalism. But vandals don't go down and cut the fiber optic cables, the underground fiber optic cables. They don't spot this stuff carefully. They
only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise.
That's right. They don't remove all the fingerprints from the shell casing. So what you see here is something that was very carefully planned. It was professionally executed. And it was also a measured attack. They could have blown up and destroyed the people who planned this and executed this so well. They could have destroyed that entire power station. They could have caused a very wide outage. But as you mentioned before, when you have false flag attacks, you don't always target that to the public. Sometimes you target it to some people who are in the know.
There have been a lot of false flags, plants being blown up. In fact, I've been told by high-level sources there's more than 50 a year that they use to scare the cops and everybody and say, don't tell anybody, you're part of the group now, but we don't want to panic the public, and that's how they bring them into the conspiracy.
That's right. So it could have been something like that. As you mentioned, CISPA was under consideration at the time, and CISPA was an infrastructure issue. So how better to emphasize that than some kind of attack like this? So we don't really know, but what it does look like, we can tell that it was very carefully planned, very carefully executed. They took out the oil on the transformers when they shot them. They drained down. It set off the alarms. The police were called, but of course they stopped shooting about a minute before the police got there. The police get there, and it's locked. So the police just say, well, I guess everything's okay, and leave. And then they put out that it was a vandalism charge. And so we didn't know anything about it until this broke yesterday, and the former chair of the FERC that oversees this.
Sure, but we were following it months ago when it happened, saying clearly this isn't vandals.
Right, right. And so all this stuff is very, very suspicious that they're coming up with. And as I said before, it's very carefully planned, very carefully executed, but very measured. They could have blown up these transformers. They could have taken out the entire substation. It could have been a very public event. But instead, it was a pretty serious attack that showed a threat, showed the vulnerability, but then didn't alarm the public. And that's what's interesting about it, I think.
Well, that's what they do a lot of times we've seen to get funding. And again, most of these terror attacks are kept secret, but a lot of lethal ones that go on. And they use it to, you know, say, overkeeping the police and everybody on their toes. The truth is they're doing it to be able to take over society. And, yeah, the cops on the ground are on their toes and the InfraGuard and all of it. But it's keeping them on their toes for a made-up false threat. Now, it's true if we attack Iran, they're not going to need to stage attacks. The Iranians are going to attack the power stations. And they've got sleeper teams in the U.S., which is what the globalists want to begin with. Imagine if there's major system-wide disruptions. That will absolutely empower Homeland Security. That's just lined up, ready to take over.
Oh, yeah. And we've talked many times about how fragile and vulnerable our power system is. And so this is something, whether or not you believe this is a false flag, whether or not you believe this is a terrorism event, the bottom line is that it shows how vulnerable our power system is. People need to be concerned about that. They need to take their own precautions. That's the number one takeaway out of this.
You know what? Stay there. I want to come back in the next segment, talk more about that, and then get your take on Rand Paul and others getting hardcore against Obama and where you see all that's going, calling Clinton a sexual predator, being the number one fundraiser. We're going to go to break here in a moment. Come back with David Knight, who's in studio with us. First off, don't forget, this whole hour has been brought to you by the best durable foods company out there. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find their specials, and it supports the broadcast. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. I recommend you prepare with My Patriot Supply. That's who I use. Delicious, easy to prepare, put together with GMO-free crops. Durable for 25 years. Folks, you need to be prepared. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And lastly, we're going to end it Monday. We usually run it in December, end of February. We're already into February. We're going to end it next week. You can get 5 months off the yearly memberships for InfoWars Nightly News and InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, and then you're funding the very tip of the spear in the InfoWar, and our reporters, the cameras, the crew, all of it. We're really going to the next level right now. Thanks for all your support. God bless you. Please continue to be PrisonPlanet.tv members. If you're not a member, you can get a monthly trial membership, $5.95. 11 people. Takes about a minute to sign up, can use each membership simultaneously. So it's more like 30 or 40 can use your membership. Nobody's going to usually use 11 at once. So that's a great system. PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be right back. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What if you could shift into a parallel universe right now and be the solution to any problem you're facing? I'm Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNA Drops and author of Misfit to Millions, based on my true life story. 4 years ago, I was dying with PTSD, Lyme's disease, and virtually homeless. Ion and the RNA drops gave me a new life, new DNA, and the power to become a millionaire in just a few short years. I want to pay that forward to you. Get a copy of my book, Misfit to Millions, and I'll give you a free bottle of the RNA drops, the product that saved my life. I've got $199 in free bonus gifts for the first 200 people that go to misfittomillions.com. That's MISFITTO millions.com, or call 888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231.
Take your power back.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
I have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance against every form of tyranny. I am the resistance. You are the resistance. We are free humanity. Broadcasting worldwide from occupied North America in FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. This is the InfoWar. Here's the bottom line. The Republican Party was basically taken over by the CIA in the 60s. And National Review and William F. Buckley were part of that. And that's been declassified, by the way. If you want to look that up, it's public. Type in National Review CIA. Then the neocons have been the Trotskyites, literally out of Mexico, from Russia. Literally. This is mainstream news, too. If you're a new listener, you're like, what? Communist? Took over. But their job has always been to suppress the Tea Party. Has been to the proto Tea Party, people like with no apologies, Barry Goldwater. Sometimes silence isn't golden, it's yellow. And this is all on record if you just want to research it. I mean, Ronald Reagan spoke out against the CFR, the New World Order, the Trilateral Commission, the plan to, until they got him in a room. And that's all come out. And so the Democrats are gone. They are the front line, the tip of the spear of the takeover, the new demographic shift. The Republicans are going to be a regional group, and that's why they've got them committing suicide right now with the open borders, all the rest of it. We need to take over the Republican Party, not let it commit suicide, and then have inroads with kind of liberal libertarians, which are forming out there and helping take over those areas for liberty. Live and let live, man, but come on. Don't raise taxes on middle class and tell me it's social engineering for the good when the billionaires are tax-exempt offshore. I'm tired of it. And the truth is something nobody can argue with. Democrat, Republican, I don't care, black, white, old, young, gay, straight. Man, listen, you can have polka dots. As long as you love freedom, I like you. And the liberals are not high ground liberals. They're authoritarians. I know it's easy to buy into the corporate fraud of, oh, you're in this group or you're in that group. Folks, we got a real problem on our hands here. David Knight, do you agree with me? I want your take on this. How exciting is it to have Rand Paul calling Bill Clinton a sexual predator and a monster, and he shouldn't be the Democrats' number one campaign fundraiser, and others calling Obama a criminal and dangerous? And this is what we need, because when people are being bad, the rhetoric has to fit it. We can't dial it back just because the Democrats are outrageous criminals. I mean, I think we've got to dial it up. They're always saying, back off, be nice, that's how you win. No, that's how we've lost. We need to get aggressive. Our forebears killed people to have freedom. We're just trying to turn our voices up.
Absolutely. You know, Ronald Reagan, you mentioned Ronald Reagan, he was a very different candidate than he was a president. And, of course, there were connections with William Casey and George Bush the first and the Iran-Contra, all that kind of stuff was happening. After about 6 years of this, Ron Paul had enough, and he wrote a very scathing resignation letter from the Republican Party. He spoke out about this. We need people like that. I think Rand Paul is the same way. I'm hoping he's the same way, that he will speak out against this stuff instead of just giving them a free pass in the name of being a nice guy and getting along with the system. I hope that he gets in their face like Ron Paul did. Ron Paul resigned. He ran as a libertarian, and he never backed down from those principles. So we're hoping that Rand Paul will do the same thing. This is very encouraging to see him come out this way.
Well, that's right. I mean, they need to turn up the heat here, and that's what's happening. I mean, that's why Ted Cruz is on top now in the polls ahead of Rand Paul. Ted Cruz globally, I saw a poll, I think it was Gallup, globally, is seen as the second most influential political person after the Pope.
Wow.
Worldwide, all because he just stood up and said, we have a criminal government.
Mm-hmm.
All because he had the will. Just like people in Eastern Europe spoke out against the Soviets.
Yeah.
Call it out. The power isn't telling the truth. To all you people that sell out to the system, you think you get ahead by being milquetoast. No, you don't. You become a slave. Go ahead.
The public sees it. So when Ron Paul gets up and says, you betrayed all the principles that you ran on, Ronald Reagan, when he says something like that, people have already seen it. It's pretty obvious.
Back in 60, I want to hear more from you, David. Then we're going to give the phone number out, get to a ton of news in the next hour. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase. in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.